All right, you know what day it is, you know what time it is, and you are tuned into BBSRadio.com, and this is the Insight Hour. It's 12 midnight in New York, it's 9 o'clock on the West Coast, and it's 6 o'clock here on the Big Island. And you are here with the voice of Reverend Roxy, and Dr. Len is back on the island. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? And I just want to give praise to God that he came back all in one piece. He has given me the insight on what's going on over there, and we have got to address it. He has put fire up underneath me. I am in the spirit, understanding what's going on. So much good news, so much victory, so much newness, so much praise and our adulation for the love, the real Da Vinci Code. We have a best seller on our hands. It is going. People are just absolutely bonkers about the book. Why are they bonkers about the book? Because this book has love in it. And everybody's looking for love. I mean, when you open up, when you crack the spine, I got mine. You have to get yours. You have to share this with everybody. Why am I saying this? Because the time is now, and we must have a victory. The hereafter is now, and we must now have fine-tuning for perfection. So, saying that, without further ado, I give praise to God and to all the prophets and to all the people who are carrying on. Salt worthy that you are. The victory is ours. Am I fired up tonight? We are going to take care of things. You know what today is, folks? It's May 8th. For those of you who don't know what today is, there are some people out there celebrating with the Queen the victory of the Allied forces over Nazism. But we know there was no victory, just a capitulation and a plan. But that has to do with everything that we're going to be talking about tonight, because this is the crux of Dr. Horowitz's research. This is the crux of Elin Starkweather's history. This is the crux of all good researchers. You got to go back to Germany. Yeah, I'm not trying to single you out. I'm just saying, folks, you got to understand something here. We didn't win no war. There was no victory in Europe. And 3 years prior to the victory, we let all the Nazis go and agreed just how it was going to go. And they picked up again. And that's where we're going to start off. We're going to start off because that's exactly how we tie it in. Dr. Lent, are you there?
Hi, Reverend Roxy. What a joy to be back with you in the Garden of Eden. Great to be
you
here.
You know
sister.
It. You
Great
know
to be
it.
Here. Awesome place. So thank you for taking care of the show in my absence, and I greatly appreciate that. I understand that you had some wonderful programming, including looking at depleted uranium issues with the Turtle Party, the alternative to the lunacy that we're seeing in society today with this political manipulation of the population, the mass mind control. So I greatly appreciate your work and all your colleagues, what you're doing, and I want to thank you for hosting the Insight Hour in my absence.
Well, I want to thank you for the opportunity. Folks, people say opportunities are never missed. Other people get them. This one was thrown at me, and I took it, and I have enjoyed every moment of it. As far as the subject matter, yes, that was April 10th that we had that wonderful show on depleted uranium and genetically modified organisms, and we combined the two of them together, Dr. Len, and we were wishing that, you know, we could have talked to you too. So what we're going to do is I can promise you, folks, listen to that April 10th in the archives, and for everybody that is listening, if you don't know,
yeah,
they have done
we'll
a fantastic
We'll do a press
thing.
Release on it. You know, we'll send out a press release to remind you, give you the link to that specific archive in bbsradio.com, and then you can go there, listen to the previous show, and then we're going to do another show coming up with the doctor that you heard from, which is I'm very much interested in meeting. I've heard so much about him. And this whole topic is heating up. You have to remember when you talk about the Nazis, where Reverend Roxy shared just moments ago that we didn't really win World War II. That was the facade. That was the political propaganda. The reality was that the Nazis and all the Nazi war chests, all the money was invested for a 1,000-year reign of the Fourth Reich, the rise of the Fourth Reich for what was called the New Ordnung, New Order, the New World Order. So today when we have One World Bank, One World Peacekeeping Force, NATO, One World Court, One World Health Organization, and we're living in a time of all the great plagues that man has created, not the Creator, creators just hanging out, just, you know, waiting for man to basically do the last final stupid steps that reflects ignorance instead of divinity in co-creativity. You know, we're creating our own demise, the decimation of the population. People are so sick. Folks, this week we got the news on the mainstream media. They gave us the news that cancers will be striking one out of every two people within the next two decades, we're told. And that diabetes is now currently going to affect every first out of third people. Every 30% of the population, one out of three, are going to get diabetes this lifetime. So the reality is we've taken a man-made plague through the manipulations of the foods and literally the mind, the public mind set to manipulate people into this enslavement, this physical decimation that's ongoing because of the intoxication of our own Holy Spirit-filled temples. So the reality is, you know, the truth shall set you free. Poisons will intoxicate you, dumb you down, and enslave you to these drugs, these pharmaceuticals. Well, that's what the Babylonian system, the medical culture, is about. American medical cult is what we're engaged in here. The pharmaceutical industrialists are the global elite, and it has profound implications when we talk about the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel, and the links to that cartel, to the energy industrialists that bring you everything from nuclear foods to microwave ovens that you can zap your food and poison it all, break all the live enzymes down so that you're no longer getting life, you're getting death, served a la carte and heated up for your enjoyment. The concept is just insane, but the reality is that these frequency vibrations, this whole focus on energy and the energy industrialists aligned with the pharmaceutical industrialists, that the energy is about controlling the energy. It is spiritual warfare. And so when we talk about that, we talk about the dissemination of these viral infections through the vaccinations, such as this HPV vaccine. We talked a little bit about that last week. Reverend Roxy is very concerned about the fact that all of our little young women now, 12-year-olds, 13-year-olds, are going to be mandated. They won't get into school without getting this human papilloma vaccine, which is ludicrous when you begin to read the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola, Nature, Accident, or Intentional. Read it. See what man has done in the laboratories. See where we had no plagues before, now we have the genetic manipulations and the intoxications to create all these horrific plagues for the profiteers, the pharmaceutical profiteers who are pulling all the political strings and the puppet politicians that they give us a chance to vote for in what they call democracy. That's an absolute travesty. It is corporate fascism masquerading internationally. And the reality is enslavement is what they seek. Talk a little bit about the news yesterday. We had a discussion about the cell phones. It was in USA Today a couple of days ago. Cell phones are going to be used to track biological and chemical weapons. That it will send out an emergency signal to national security if you're in an exposure area. Well, the system is called CELLALL, C-E-L-L-A-L-L. Put everybody into a cell. Enslave them in a prison. That's what this is about, and it's about energy.
That's very interesting, Dr. Lynn, because we know that this has been going on for a long time. It is, they've kept us busy arguing about a lot of other things. I think today we were talking about it. Today it is not about issues anymore. It is about the whole structure and how
and it's about
we,
the bees.
And, okay,
and the
talk
bees
about those
structure.
Bees.
Yeah, I love what you shared earlier, Reverend Roxy. You had a discussion off the air just a little while ago that talked about how we need to respect all of our cells. Our cells have a consciousness. They each have a DNA strand. They have a sacred spiral. They have a creative consciousness and a recreative and a sustaining consciousness. And they're literally uplifted and precipitated, created by this musical mathematical matrix we call the kingdom of heaven in the religious world, the physical world and the physics world and mathematics. Science is considered the mathematical matrix. the extent that we're talking about these energy industrialists and they're decimating and polluting all the electromagnetic wavelengths, frequencies, the vibrations of that sustaining and remaking nature at every minute, and that this is what the pollution is about. The spiritual warfare is coming hard and heavy to manipulate every single frequency vibration in the electromagnetic color spectrum. The cell phones, the stacking of all the radio stations, the XFMs, all of this. You can't even find stations anymore frequently in cities now where you get a clear signal. You get two or three radio stations stacked up so that you're listening to two stations at the same time. The reality is all of these cancer sticks they call cellular phones meant to do what? To sell all, to put everybody in a prison. That the reality is that these things have a extraordinarily detrimental effect on the human physiology and all biological systems. And if you're concerned about the disappearance of the honeybees, just the fact, wake up. What are you, mental midgets out there in the scientific community? Don't you see that the honeycomb shape reflects the sacred geometry, the Star of David, the hexagon? All of life, organic chemistry, that's the molecular structure. That's that hexagon. And the reality is that now you take this incredible insect that makes all of life, pollinates the food so that we can survive and thrive on planet Earth year after year. You take these electromagnetic frequencies and you decimate their homing ability, their navigating ability, their gyroscope and their forebrain, like we have a pineal gland. That's what they use to carry out life. They're in essence, in sync, in harmony, in divine balance with the musical mathematics of divinity in this physical reality. And where are we as human beings? Allowing these stupid, idiot puppet politicians to regulate, control, enslave, poison, pollute, and get away with it in the name of national security and advancing medical science. So the concept is we've got to go to prayer. We've got to go to the electromagnetics and the spirituality of divine harmony to open up our hearts and be fully empowered as the priests and the priestesses that are latent within us with all of the wisdom we need to carry on, to have miraculous healings, to protect ourselves, our loved ones. That can only be done through that Holy Spirit power of divine love. And that's what the opportunity is, despite all this hideous spiritual warfare and the manipulation of the populations through the energy vibrations, the satanic space-based weaponry, psychotronic warfare, all of this is insane. It's got to stop, and it's going to stop in first in those of you listening who have the ears to hear this kind of truth, and more importantly, the real gusto, the compulsion to open your hearts fully to the love. Because therein is where the healing is. It's in the love. It's in that 528 frequency. 528 hertz. 528 hertz. Love hurts. Love hurts, frequency vibration. You know, hertz are cycles per second, folks.
Yeah.
So, Roxy, share some of your perspectives on what the, you know, this whole philosophy of decimating the population versus the potential that we have as human beings to evolve this entire planet in bliss instead of pain and trauma and recurring history.
Well, you know, Dr. Len, we are both the same age. We are both 55 years old. I don't know if you wanted to keep it a secret. We're 55 years old, born in 1952.
I'm not 55 yet.
Not yet. You're right. You're right. You should live so long.
Another couple of months. Yeah.
Anyhow, and 1952, the year we were born, was an incredible year. And so I went back because I like to do research, like you like to do research, but I like to go back to what was happening in the news at the same time as things happened. And I found something that was kind of interesting. It proved the insanity of everything we're talking about, especially with your dearest, dearest subject, TB. Let me lay this on you for a minute.
Yeah.
I found an article called Unvanquished TB. 1952.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay,
wonderful.
1952.
This I'm just writing a scientific paper. Ingrid Castell has asked me to write a paper for science on the TB scan.
Let me show you something. For one golden day in 1952, the world's most lethal germ disease seemed to have been conquered. The new leak out that the news leaked out.
Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, wait. The news leaked out that 92 tuberculosis patients, all advanced cases, had been cured by a new wonder drug under test at the Seaview Hospital in New York. To the delight of news photographers, the supposedly cured men and women danced and cavorted in the wards. Sound medical caution dampened the first enthusiasm, but all in all, the new drug, it's called nicotinic. What is that? We're looking at it for the first time, folks. What is that word? I gotta go to the next.
You're absolutely right.
Will you type that in? This is how our show is gonna start happening, because I'll tell you something. If I'm stumping Dr. Lim, we got to do the research, because
it says isonicotinic.
Doesn't it sound like it might come from
a chemical cousin of a B vitamin, it says here. Still added up to an effective aid against TB. Well, you know what? Vitamin B is supposed to be excellent for stress, reducing stress. Essentially, what we're doing is we're boosting natural immunity. And that's what, there are numerous natural cures for all these infectious diseases. If you simply change your body's chemistry, making it more alkaline, throw some garlic into the mix, and, alkaline with cayenne pepper, those germs are going to leave your body.
But what was the trade name? That is the chemical, but what was the trade name, folks?
Well, I can tell you that they're poisoning.
It was streptomycin. Dr. Lam, when you hear the word streptomycin, what comes to mind?
Toxic side effects from a broad-spectrum antibiotic.
Exactly. And that means it was a failed experiment, wasn't it? They found out the streptomycin didn't do, and soon enough, what happened to the TB bacillus? It adapted.
That's what they're saying.
Listen to this. Of the 92 patients, 44 had symptoms. They had dead appetites. They were so. You just said what B6 will do, or whatever it was you said.
Vitamin A also. Mega doses of vitamin A. That's in the Alternative Medicine Digest. That I believe is also a natural cure for TB. And, you know, this hideous thing that we did a great show with George Norrie a few weeks ago on Coast to Coast, where this poor man who is a Russian who didn't know the American system too well, he had TB, and they said that it was a multiple antibiotic resistant strain, and they incarcerated him, and they quarantined him in a prison. And meanwhile, if you really study like TB, one of the major reasons why people are cured when they went to the Southwest because of the abundance of the sunshine and the frequencies of light, and that is actually one of the cures. Of course, vitamins like vitamin A is essential with sunlight. You know, it begins to help you manufacture those enzymes and vitamins, everything that you need to sustain yourself. Again, frequency, sound, color, light, therapy, that's what it's all about. That's who we are. We are the music. We are the crystallization, precipitation of this musical mathematics. And so that's what sustains. That's what remakes and heals. And so they put this man in a cell, literally, that had no windows in it whatsoever. And they kept him in there. And that, for all we know, he still may be in there. You know, we had a discussion with George Norrie's producer the other day. We may do another show on Coast to Coast with regard to sending this man some basic natural help. You use the 5 steps in the Healing Celebrations protocol. Number 1, detox. Number 2, deacidify. Number 3, booster, normalize your natural immunity. And you don't do that in a closed room being fed garbage that induces diabetes and cancer. And you don't get that from getting injected, infected, intoxicated by toxic waste they call vaccines.
But they need him in that cell because they've got to find out what that TB bacillus come from, and they've got to go and trace its DNA sequences so they can find out whether or not...
Hogwash.
Well, what I'm saying is they're culpable. If they released it in themselves and it's not one of the ones that we transferred or have been working on, every TB bacillus has a marker. This is what I learned.
Yeah, but you know what? This is the same thing. It's kind of like... What does it matter that you're black or white? The reality is that you're human, and all human systems are sound, light manifestations.
I understand
and
that.
And so now, if we're going to recognize who we are as spirit-filled beings and recognize how the Holy Spirit works through the electrogenetics and the cellular upregulation so that everything literally is a basically crystallization of divine frequency vibration – And so now, that's who we are. How are we going to treat that? With a lot of love and similar frequency vibrations that bring us harmony instead of dissonance.
So then,
and essentially avoid the poisons, including these hideous antibiotics they call prophylactics, preventatives, and cures for these infectious diseases where the bug is nothing. The terrain is everything.
I'll give you all of that. But I'm dealing with the man that's inside that cell for just a second.
Okay.
As to why and how they could be using him for new drugs, new testing, new everything. And
sure.
Isn't that wrong?
That's what they're doing with all of us. We're
isn't
all
that wrong?
Slaves. We're
that's
all basically,
right.
This whole thing is a complete scam. The way from birth to grave that you have to have a birth certificate, you've got to have a license to have a child, you have your blood tested, you have to have a marriage certificate, you have to have a degree from an academic institution that teaches you to be competitive instead of collaborative, and to be a massive, gross, piggish consumer instead of a wonderful, creative producer. Now, guess what? You're living in hell. You're living in Babylon. And the way that you treat satanic sorcery applications and pharmaceutical medicine applications in Babylon, in this lunacy, is with these poisons. You don't treat it with love, and you don't treat it with respect. Look at the way that the doctors disrespect the patients in the waiting rooms, in the operation rooms. They talk down to them. They even talk down to the nurses. Essentially, what these people represent, what they reflect, is egomaniacs that have been traumatized and think that they're gods because they've basically been put through the boot camp, which is a really medical hazing process, trauma-based education, where you get mind-controlled slaves instead of loving human beings. That's the medical doctors, by and large. That's not to say all of them. I guarantee you the analysis would show that there's probably about no more than 15% of the medical doctors out there practicing today are the sincere, loving human beings with a clarity of mind and the wisdom in heart and soul to practice real medicine, real healing, which involves spiritual blessing versus drug, pollution and contamination.
You know, I have another little something for us for 1952. Another one of your favorites, George Merritt, the pharmaceutical.
George, yeah.
Okay. This is 1952, August 16th, Time Magazine cover. You want to know what the man looks like? Go to 1952, August 16th, and you can
again.
see his picture. But there was a big cover story on this pharmaceutical magnate. And I found out that the guy had a motto. Here's the motto for Merritt. Medicine is for the people, not profit. Take that and run with it for a minute.
Medicine is for the people, not profit?
This is the man who started Merck Pharmaceutical, these Germans, who created Vioxx and the one that just killed a whole bunch of people, but yet they've been cleared on all of that. This is an incredible organization.
For example, every time they say one thing, it's always the opposite. Like the Centers for Disease Control is actually Centers for Disease Creation. These people are not interested in controlling, what they're interested in doing is controlling humanity. They're not interested in eliminating, preventing, and reversing disease. It's obvious. I mean, you shall know them by the fruit of the labor. Look at the fruit of the labor. The deaths from medical manipulations, drug side effects, hospital malpractices, that's the number one cause of death in the United States. And that's, by the way, that's more and more colleagues, experts, or even mainstream articles are coming out. They're alleging that it's the third leading cause of death in the United States. But folks, you know what they forgot? The vaccine injuries.
Mm.
So when you combine the vaccine injuries, you're talking about it's so far ahead of the race in being the most destructive thing on the planet that's poisoning and killing people. I mean, you're talking about the medical madness. That's what it is.
I have another one for you. We had a caller in that wanted to know about the three E's. So I'm going to switch right now because I promised her that you would talk about the three E and about what is going on with that whole thing.
Folks, I also want to apologize to so many of you who have taken the time to write in requests for questions. And, it's just like an hour. It does not seem to be enough time every week. But we'll do our best. So The three E's. Yeah, let's talk about the three E's. What do you want to know?
Okay. One of the things that she wanted to know specifically, and probably a lot of people, is where, what bodies of water, what kind of water, can you put it in the bathtub? Can you? What exactly is happening when you float that particular disc on the water, whether it be a pond or it be in your bathtub?
You know, that's a really great question, and we've really pondered it quite a bit, and there's no definitive answer. It's only theory that we have, and we have as a result of applying this 3E, which is called the Evolutionary Energy Enhancer, 3E, E-E-E, Evolutionary Energy Enhancer. And you can learn more about it by going to www.3epower.us. That's the number 3, small e, power, P-O-W-E-R.us. And you can learn about this little simple technology. Many of you have heard that if you pray over water, if you put stickers like love and thanks on water, well, that the water is going to change its structure. It's going to become clustered or structured water. This is the work of Dr. Masaru Emoto. He's a friend and colleague of ours, as well as many other researchers internationally. Ron Sakely in the journal Science published an article that structured water, that six-sided, mostly six-sided hexagonal-shaped structured water, is the transmission medium, is the creative juice of DNA. The mathematical musical matrix manifests in this structured water, which surrounds the DNA, and just like a tetrahedron, the tetragrammaton, that is the four-sided equilateral triangular structure of H2O. That's, again, a sacred geometric form that integrates the hexagon and the shape of the bees' honeycomb pattern. This is what we're talking about, folks. Water structured in forms that are six-sided hexagonal-shaped rings when crystallized and frozen, and that this is the research is showing that this is what makes us and creates us and restores us. It is the most powerful part of who we are, and of course it makes sense when you think about water, and this is, again, I'm giving you this background so that you understand how the 3E works, because everything in the universe is coming out of a musical mathematical matrix that's moving through water. If you go back in Genesis, in the beginning there was the creator. The word, which is sound, which is frequency, that's musical math. And there was the water. And people have sadly forgotten how incredibly precious and sacred the water is, because everything comes out of it. And now this is the most advanced science in the field of astrophysics. The researchers in NASA proved just 7 years ago that space is full of water. It's not that vacuum that we once thought it was. It's full of water, and we're actually even broadcasting this show. I know it doesn't sound like we're underwater, but actually we're walking on water right now. Everything is manifesting out of the sacred geometry of the Creator's name. Because if you remember correctly, he told Moses at the burning bush that his name included the tetragrammaton. Tetragrammaton. It's a structure related to the tetrahedron. And tetragramma, it's like a gramma, grammar, like word, frequency, in a sacred geometry. Now you've got a hexagonal shape, the Merkaba, which is related also to the tetrahedron structures. And in fact, the perfect circle of sound, which is what the 3E is about. There's nine frequencies of sound, of tones, that are projected in that graphic of the 3E. And you can see that again on the website at 3epower.us. Well, that is the core creative frequencies of the universe. So again, you now take water, which is the superconductor and super creative juice of the universe. Your bodies are filled with water by no accident. It's just like similar to ocean water. We are manifested out of the oceans and the crystal waters. And again, in the Bible, if you remember back from Revelation, in the end times, after the sicknesses are healed, and we have 1,000 years of world peace where the lion will lie down with the lamb. We have peace on earth. That at that point, we have the crystal clear waters once again flowing through the rivers and streams, as the Bible says, of the people. So crystal clear waters and frequency vibrations of those waters to uplift and restore and sustain us. And the only way to do that is to plug into, to unify with, to commune with the divine. That is the frequencies of divinity. That is the kingdom of heaven in the religious world, which is the musical mathematical matrix that we lay out in the book, Love the Real Da Vinci Code. And you can also begin to get, you know, a concept of this when you read the book Walk on Water, which we came out in 2006. And you can also get a sense about it when you read the couple websites. One is, and you can get to these websites if you go on to drlenhorowitz.com. You'll see a picture of the Jonathan Goldman's Holy Harmony CD that plays these 9 tones of the perfect circle of sound that the 3E projects. So the concept is that this is the real creative juice. This is the real creative power. This is the language of the Creator for creationism. And since we're all creations, and everything in the universe is a creation, this technology is foremost important if we want to recreate ourselves in the image of the Creator, if we want to heal ourselves. And how would we best do that? How would we best heal society? How would we basically sustain civilization? Is by following the model that the Creator gave us. We would put those frequencies into water. And that's what the 3E is.
I have a question, and this is a good question that I could not answer, so here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
But does it work?
I didn't answer one thing, though.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, the question was, and I don't want to evade the question, I want to give you the theory on it, because how is it that a mylar strip, mylar is a crystalline structure,
right.
So there's a little crystal in there, and when you start to realize that crystals are electromagnetic receivers and transmitters, and even amplifiers or capacitors, then what happens when you put, like Dr. Emoto talks about, the love, the thanks, the words, or the image of 528, which is the love frequency, onto this crystalline matrix that then you put onto water, which is also has its crystalline structures, has its own molecular sacred geometric forms that vibrates, that picks up water, picks up frequency vibration, sends it through the water. And this is how we are manifested, literally from, again, electrogenetic expression. So now you've put this on water. If we want to have, for example, the concert for the 144,000 is prophesied in Revelation 14:1, then what we would obviously do is do the same thing that the Creator's modeled for us. He's put the word, the frequency, the new song into the waters of the world. That's why if you go to a website, www.liveh2o.org, liveh2o.org, you'll see that we've seeded this whole concept of having the concert, the beginning times concert for the 144,000, where we shall sing a new song in such a way as to commune optimally with the divine, literally the frequency magnetic, you know, electromagnetic resonant frequencies of this divine universe, this natural creation and vibration that we can connect with, commune to, resonate with, harmonize with, begin to play into the waters of the world. And this is why the importance of prayer, this is the mechanism of creation, your intention in your heart center, your heart mind, to create a better world for yourself, a miraculous healing. That's what this is. We're talking about the technology for miraculous healing. That's what's in Love, the Real Da Vinci Code book. It demystifies all of this, and we begin to realize, holy smokes, this is what's been buried from us. We've been dumbed down. All we need to do is take responsibility for recreating ourselves with the full expression of our divinity and our co-creatorship. We're all part of the divine family. We're all brothers and sisters of the Messiah. We're all literally brothers and sisters of this great Holy Spirit. We're filled with that same spirit. And that's the same mathematical musical matrix. that generates the energy that precipitates, manifests, crystallizes the entire universe. We're part of that universe. We're unified in that field. And so the concept of vibrating your body water, vibrating your bathtub, vibrating your swimming pool, vibrating your pond, vibrating the oceans, like one of the projects that we have buried in a steam vent connected to Volcanoes National Park, we're putting the 528 love frequency into the earth, into the water, into the waters and the planet. And that's the whole concept. It's not simply, folks, it's not simply a wonderful scientific revelation or affirmation, you know, a loving affirmation. It's not simply that. It is the only hope we have for humanity to do the job that we were sent here to do, to literally serve in the biggest, best concert, uplifting moment of history. Because ultimately, we know how we win. It's all frequency vibration. It's spiritual warfare. We win because the light always conquers darkness.
Absolutely.
The darkness can't exist when there's a little candle. You can't take a little darkness into a well-lit room and extinguish the light.
But before we go off, and this is the most important thing, does it work on plastic drinking bottles?
You know, that people have asked that, and it does.
It does, okay.
It seems to work. But I'd say I would prefer glass.
That's
you know,
right.
Glass has a better crystalline structure. It transmits better. It doesn't leak the polycarbonate, and basically it's non-toxic. So I would use glassware wherever possible. I put the 3E Klingons where you can take them off and put them on, and you can reuse them. And folks, we're talking about $10, a $10 investment. And these things are wonderful to have around. We've got them on our windows, window shields. We've got them on our computer screens.
You got Klingons and stickers. What exactly? The Klingons are for putting on your body? Is that it?
Yeah, Klingons are putting on glassware.
Oh, glassware.
Yeah, the stickers actually go on acupuncture points, acupressure points. And this is some of the research that's being advanced. In pilot studies, we're seeing when we have utilized, for example, a BioExplorer, or there are various instruments out there where you can evaluate the organ systems, the energy meridians, the chakras, and the different endocrine glands and systems that are associated with these centers, these energy centers and pathways. Well, the research, the pilot studies have been showing that this 3E, this sacred structure of the perfect circle of sound, actually causes a pineal gland activity, you know, in our forebrains. And that this is basically the pineal gland, which is responsible for the, like, the gyroscopic mapping and the movements in different species when they migrate thousands of miles with no road maps and they don't get lost. That's because of the gyroscope and electromagnetic processing center in their forebrain called the pineal gland. And we see in pilot studies consistently utilizing this technology, the sensors, you know, the biosensors and the biofeedback and the aura reading color technology now is being pretty sophisticated. We've been measuring fairly consistently an opening of the pineal gland. So that's the third eye. That's partly considered the seat of wisdom. And the wisdom is, you know, we know the right direction to go. We know we want to migrate back home to the Creator. We want to manifest that, you know, homecoming here and celebrate it on earth as it is in heaven, right here, right now. And the best way to do that is, again, use the model that the Creator gave us. Use the technology that the Creator used for creation, which is sound and frequency and light. That's why we stand on the doorstep right now of revolutionizing healthcare completely. This understanding that we're talking about that's in the Love of the Real Da Vinci Code, get the new 2-hour DVD documentary called The Love Code, folks. It's $19.25 donation. It's awesome because you can stop it. You can really learn, educate yourself, integrate this knowledge, this information, because what's essential is, you know, it's like the cat's out of the bag. You know, I've been blessed literally with what I feel was the prophesied role. I can tell you one of my, at least I feel sincere about this, I know it's an extreme revelation, but I really do feel sincere about this and honored and humbled. I feel like the angel that's been, at least one of the angels that have been working with me and protecting me, is talked about in the book of Revelation as the angel that holds the key, the individual that holds the key of David from the Messianic community of Philadelphia. I was born in Philadelphia. Mm. And, you know, as a Christian Jew, I'm a Messianic for sure. You know, so my love for the Messiah, Yeshua, and the whole concept of now everything from AIDS and Ebola, exposing the corporate industrialists that did this hideous atrocity against humanity and all of nature now with the manipulations of the electromagnetic frequencies, the bees, all of this. And then alternatively, so that's the bad news, I've been blessed with opening up the keys to the greatest news, like the decryption of Leonardo da Vinci's most famous drawing, the Vitruvian Man. There's a real woman. It should be the Vitruvian Woman. Woman. There's a woman behind the man. And she's had the intelligence, the wisdom, to step out of the box of this earthly limitation we've been talking about, this Babylonian facade, this false existence where deception plays the role of, you know, and steals the show from reality, which is divinity. And so, you know, we now have a decryption of Leonardo da Vinci's most famous drawing that speaks of divine human communion. It maps and models, in fact, the circle is the perfect circle of sound in which she, the woman, exclusively has stepped out of the box. You know, in the arts and entertainment, there's the happy face and the sad face.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, in Da Vinci's drawing, the guy in the front has an angry face. Now, you don't think in Da Vinci drawing that he, in this particular drawing especially, where he's mapping divine human communion and cosmic connection of the whole human organism and the whole human species, right? You don't think that he's going to make that anger be the sole emotion. The woman in the back is in bliss. The guy's angry because he's stuck in the box of earthly limitation. His penis is at the center of the square. Her umbilicus, a female reproductive organ, is at the center of the circle. The circle is the perfect circle of sound. Folks, I'm talking about the technology of divinity and divine human communion and the harmony of this magnificent music, these frequency vibrations that have the capacity for healing. Why? Of course it would. If you're talking about the Creator, just hanging out with the Creator. Like Paul says, you know, for you to really know God, you got to know God's Spirit. You know, you can talk everything you want about all sorts of things, but unless you have been engaged with that Holy Spirit flow and know the love and the joy as the essence of it and the power behind it, then you know what? You ain't gotten anything.
That's the truth. That is the truth, Dr. Lynn. You know, this is the Inside Hour, and you've been listening to Dr. Leonard Horowitz and Reverend Roxy Hampton, and we come to you every Tuesday. We're now switching gears here a little bit because we want to kind of get into another subject that is really, really hot these days, and that's exactly what's going on in the world. And what's going on in the world, Dr. Lynn has talked a little bit about the honeybees and different things like that. But there are a lot of questions, Dr. Lynn, about this thing called the spraying for the West Nile virus. Any update for us on what may or may not be going on with that? It's been kind of quiet in the news. It kind of goes and comes.
Every once in a while, they keep popping up with it. And, you know, there are circulars and flyers going on locally, even in Hawaii here, for horses that they say are at risk for this West Nile virus. And so they spray these allegedly spraying mosquito populations with these toxic pesticides. And in fact, they're humanly extremely toxic, as well as risky to the neurology and many other systems. So the news I would recommend anybody that's interested in knowing how the airways are being polluted in the global industrialist efforts to commit really biocide, genocide on a massive scale, virtually omnicide, killing everything that is of nature, substituting everything like GMOs and foodstuffs and this and that so we can enslave you, make you buy seeds again every single year instead of having the Creator just bless you with it like was meant to be. You know, so the Death in the Air book gives the best overview for the average lay reader of the whole insanity of this genocidal population control agenda, who's behind it, even their art. There's a full 16-page gallery of colored art from museums that depict these global industrialist ideology, their theology, their political contrivances, and that this is stunning. If a picture tells 1,000 words, these tell 1,000,000. And if you just begin to read the brief captions that I wrote under these hideous images, very telling images, you begin to realize, you know, holy smoke, this is real, this is for real, how populations, airways are being polluted. Like, you got to think about this. Element number 8, oxygen.
Okay.
Creator symbol, number 8. You know, stealing, robbing the oxygen, robbing literally the airways that sustain us. If you remember back in the Bible, Creator got Adam to move by breathing the breath of life. So the whole yah, you know, to breathe is to exist. Yod hey vav hey means literally to breathe is to exist, implies the power, the restorative capacity of oxygen. And that's what these global industrialists are stealing with their petrochemical pollution. You know, they're stealing our air. And I'll tell you, I was sick. I was really, really ill a couple of weeks ago when I was in Santa Fe. I was still reeling from having driven from Las Vegas to San Diego through this mountainous region. I couldn't believe it. Literally, my lungs ached with chemical burn type of aching as I breathed this brown air. It was just this hideous smog that you couldn't even see the mountainside. And this is what, it's an indication, it's a symptom. I mean, this is there's all sorts of news, things making the headlines. You know, 6 people die, let's say today in Iraq, because of the president's lunacy and profiteering with his collaborators in this war against terror. Well, the reality is, what is that when there are, you know, let's say, 500,000 people driving, as I did over a day period, you know, between this place in Las Vegas and San Diego, where you get totally intoxicated to the point that you get sick. I mean, I experienced that. I never experienced. I'm 50, as you've mentioned. I'm almost 55 years old. I've been around a while. I can still actually remember, folks, when there were skies were blue in Boston. I remember looking up, and they were blue. And today, you look up and they're, at best, this light blue, hazy gray, and you think, how sad that we have these chemical, pharmaceutical, petrochemical industrialists that are suppressing the free energies, the hydrogen fuels, the manipulating the whole alternative energy industry, just like they did with the vitamins and the minerals and the homeopathics, all of the nature blessings. They have taken over those industries, and they've made them again, you know, consumer oriented instead of producer oriented, and sustaining, and they're making it just hideously toxic for everything. So the reality is that, you know, there's an incentive that they have for suppressing the fact that we could produce free energy, we could have alternatives, we could recreate this whole planet to make it some sane place instead of this insane deception and toxic manipulation.
I was in Sedona. I've seen the containment centers. I've seen them go in and out over there in that canyon that they have over there. They have something prepared for us. And they also have, what's really incredible is after they've done all of this, restructured our DNA, destroyed all of this, they have some future in mind. This is what I find the most absolutely. They have a future. They see something that I don't see.
Well, I think that they see.
What do they see?
What they see is that they're able to substitute for the Creator. That's what this is about. It's a game of jealousy. It's a game of who's going to be king of the hill at the end. Is it going to be the Creator? Is it going to be this demonic beast that is the forger, the substitutor? Like, look at, again, the concept, for example, that vaccinations brings up with this human papillomavirus that they created. I'll just read the book. The primary vaccine contaminants are the cytomegaloviruses. That's herpes, Epstein-Barr, herpes B, simian cytomegalovirus. These are the herpes-type viruses that are most common vaccine contaminants. So they created these things in the labs. They created the lab animals and intoxicated them, and then from those produced these vaccines, such as the Salk and Sabin vaccines were hideously contaminated with these monkey cancer viruses, and many other vaccines likewise. The hepatitis B vaccine I showed you in the book Emerging Viruses delivered AIDS to the world. I reprinted the United States government contract on page 427. You can even see how much U.S. taxpayers paid to finance what amounts to global genocide. So this is reality. You know, this is not like, and just the fact that the mainstream media hasn't covered this and has not attended, and that there was this false, completely fraudulent United States General Accounting Office investigation of these revelations, and they denied all of them. And in fact, I presented them, and they didn't even say that they interviewed me. They said that they interviewed all various scientists, and not one single one supported the theory that was advanced that the Special Virus Cancer Program was the source of these germs, AIDS-like and Ebola-like viruses. Well, they lied, and so the reality is that we've got a major challenge. We've got to pull our head out of the sand and wake up. There are real threats out there, and that beyond the threats, there's the great news, and we've got to literally grasp the great news.
I think we're in a struggle for our life. I've said it 100 times. I'll say it again. There is the evil chief misdeceiver. There is a lot of misdeception out there, and we as citizens, we have given up our right to have doubts. Somehow or another, we just like little sheep, we're just going along, and, oh, well, they wouldn't say it unless it was true. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, there is a force out there in the universe that wants us to believe the lie. And the lie is not going to support us. It doesn't support being human. It's anti-human. So what you have to do is understand you must now not trust anything except your own instinct in terms of what you put in your body. You must protect your blood. You can't get into the fads. This is what we're talking about here. We don't know where it's coming. On the April 10th show, just to give you an idea, and we're going to cover this more, he said it's not so much what the foods are that they're putting into our bodies, it's so much as that they can introduce what's called the promoters, which can be given the body a message. That could come in your water.
Oh,
that could come
genetic
in your breath.
This is
that could come.
Insulation. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. I'm going right back to it, because from high intensity and low intensity radiation to genetic engineering, you've got the same thing going on. Ain't no God in it.
I want to bring everybody back to your brilliant analysis earlier, before we even started the show, where you talked about don't do it for yourself. Do it for yourselves. Do it for yourself. The concept that your cells are your buddies, your mates, your best friends, the fact that they're the intelligent army within your own body for restoration and recreation. Your cells are constantly renewing you. And the concept that they have consciousness. Literally now we have proven that they all have the DNA. They all have a sacred spiral antenna to the Creator. They're all receiving these natural vibrations and unnatural pollutions. And that now we have the opportunity to recruit the army of your body, which is your cells, respecting them, collaborating, communing, loving them, understanding that they simply want to be there to play and have fun and uplift you and recreate you so that you can get out of bed every morning. You know, this whole concept is awesome. So I want to thank you for bringing this to light. If you have anything else to share about
that
concept.
Well, I just want to say we're coming to the end of the show, and I believe this is a good one. I think that even with all that's going on in the world, folks, Dr. Leonard Horowitz and Reverend Roxy, we're going to try and bring you the good news. About 5 weeks ago, I promised you that I was going to recite our family poem. And since, the Queen is in town and George, our president, had a little slip and he said 1976 instead of 1776, I thought that we might recite the poem that my father wrote for the bicentennial. And so here it goes, folks, and we're going to close out our show this evening. Make sure that you tune in later on. We will have other things going on, and we'll stay in tune. I got thrown for a minute. I wasn't sure whether or not we were still on the air. The name of this poem is called, and forgive me, but this is the name of the poem, America, Cut the Shit. All right, everybody, here's what it's all about. We are not here just to holler and shout, because we've all been written in, but we can also be written out. So hold the pace, keep the faith, win the race, stand firm and stout, because we've all been written in, but we can also be written out. So let us stand and declare this day that world peace is no longer on the way, because now it is here and forever it will stay. But to you, America, this is it. This is your last chance to cut the shit, America. America, we would not have to be here today. Oh, if only you had taken the righteous way. America, America, many have been sent with a good word your way, and many you have killed in a variety of ways. Others you have mocked and locked away, America. America, we have felt the suffering and witnessed the shame of uncontrolled greed and financial gain, but that was the basis of slavery, to build the home of the brave and the land of the free, America. America, we would not have to be here today. Oh, if only you had taken the righteous way, America. America, we are speaking to those who claim to be in some position of high authority. Why don't you take some space program money and shelter the homeless and feed the hungry? Why not say no more war, please, and let's fight this battle against pollution and disease? At least 100,000 people are homeless in New York City. 1,055,000 in the nation's prisons. That's a pity. 500,000 children in juvenile and foster homes, and who knows how many more are out there on the streets on their own, America. America, the voice of judgment and the power of justice, would not have to be here today. Oh, if only you had taken the righteous way. We may not laugh when you pass, but we sure won't cry when you die, America. So, America, this is it. Your last chance to cut the shit, and if not, then it's goodbye, America. Farewell to thee, O sweet land of so-called liberty. For there is more to do and less to say, because, America, this is your judgment day. So, America, this is it. It's your last chance to cut the shit, because you've seen us suffer, you've seen us down in these streets and all around the town. You've seen us fall in your sauce. Well, you've seen us suffer in these dungeons of hell. So not to fall and not to stumble, not to crawl and no longer to fumble, and not to suffer any more hell. We now stand before you, America, alive and well. Yes, we are doggone, and it is doggone time. And you can ask the truth if you think we are lying. So accept the fate and toe the line, because we are doggone, and it is doggone time. You can't shoot our rain. You can't bomb our snow. You can't stop our earthquakes or our volcanoes, typhoons, tornadoes, hurricanes, flood, destruction. It's all the same, for they are the forces that are guided by the Most High. It is the power that is working for I and I and I. Yes, we are the stone that David threw that brought Goliath down. We are the ship that Noah sailed when he had to leave that town. And Daniel had us all for friends long before he ended any lion's den. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Yeah, we were there, don't you know, Lot. Yeah, he lost his wife. He knew the facts, and he didn't turn back. And that jawbone of the ass that Samson held when he fell the Philistines, that's the truth, y'all, if you think we are lying. So give glory to God this great and dreadful day, because the former things are soon to pass away. We'll cage the rage. We'll dry all tears. We'll end all suffering and destroy all fears. We'll stop the greed and end all wars, and this earth will be paradise like it was before. So great is this day for all who kept faith, and dreadful for others, for that is their fate. It was long ago when we had to decide exactly when we would take this ride. Someone said, surely down on earth it would be a mystery. So we filled the earth with clues, because we knew even then who would win and who would lose. Yes, we are all it, and you can ask the truth if you think I'm lying. We are all doggone, and it is doggone time. Rise up, America. Rise up, Judah. This is it. This is our absolute last chance to cut the shit. I want everybody out there to have a great week.
Yeah, absolutely.
God bless you all.
Yeah, well, thanks, co-sponsors, Tetrahedron Publishing Group, HealthyWorldDistributing.com. HealthyWorldDistributing.com. Go check out the catalog there. Awesome products. 888, here's the number, 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. Thanks to Don and everybody, the family
Seth,
of Newsoms.
Thank you, good
Big
job.
Newsoms, Little Newsoms at bbsradio.com, boyboysamradio.com. Tell your friends and family about it. Send in a donation or two. Don needs it. We need it. Love you, folks. Next Tuesday night, be back again.
See ya. Take us out, Seth, with some good music.